This is Dan Jones. Almost 2,000 years ago, a man waited in prison. He had been arrested on charges of robbery, insurrection, and murder. His name was Barabbas, and he was infamous for his criminal deeds. Attempting to escape might have been on his mind, but he surely had no right or reason to expect to be set free. In all probability, death was at hand for Barabbas. Yet, a very strange thing happened. Someone else was chosen to die instead. Jesus had been brought before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, for trial. Pilate knew that the Jewish leaders hated Jesus, but he could find no fault in him and sought to have him released. Since it was customary to release a prisoner at that particular season, Pilate offered the people a choice. He asked, "Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" Matthew 27:17. In their frenzied state, the mob demanded that Barabbas be set free and that Jesus be crucified. Ultimately, Pilate agreed to their demand. The criminal was released, and the Savior was sentenced to die. There is no description in Scripture of what happened when they released Barabbas, but we can easily imagine what might have occurred. The guards came to his cell. Hearing them, he may have supposed they were coming to take him for execution. But instead, they released him. "Why?" he might have asked. "Because someone is dying in your place." "But who?" "A man called Jesus of Nazareth." Yes, Jesus died for Barabbas. He also died for you. But Barabbas was a sinful man. Yes, and so are you. And so am I. And so are all accountable human beings. The Bible says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8. Again we read, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." 1 Peter 3:18. You see, all are under the condemnation of sin, since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The justice of God demands death, but in his mercy, Christ came to die in our place. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." John 15:13-14. But while the atoning power of his sacrifice has been offered to all have not received it. The saving effect of his blood is for his friends, and his friends are those who do his commandments. Our emphasis this morning is not so much that Christ died for all men, even though that is true, 1 John 2 and verse 2. Rather, the point we are trying to drive home is that in dying for all men, he died for you. It was for the salvation of your soul. This is the truth that must be understood. God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you believe on him, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, 1 John 3:16. It is not enough, however, to simply know this, to accept this, or even to be thankful for it. Believing on Jesus is more than simply acknowledging the facts. The faith that saves is the faith that serves. Until you love Jesus Christ so much that you are ready to yield in humble submission to his commandments, you have not learned what it means to be his servant and to enjoy the saving power of his blood. When Jesus was chosen to die instead of Barabbas, he was being freed for a time from physical death. But thanks be to God, when Jesus died for us on the cross, he was making it possible for us to be freed from the penalty of spiritual, eternal death in hell. What does that mean to you?